The only souls out here in the desert are the cows in a feedlot and the people who tend to them. Just across a desert road from the cattle are 3 square miles of parabolic mirrors. Pilots say from the sky they resemble a lake. From Interstate 8, it's clear. These are no typical solar panels. Armando Zuluaga explains where we are.
Well, we're in Solana, which is a 280 megawatts power plant. And the technology that you're seeing here is called Concentrating Solar Power, CSP, in its acronym in English.
Zuluaga is general manager of Abengoa Solar in the United States. He says CSP technology is a completely different animal than photovoltaic, PV solar power, or typical rooftop solar panels. PV uses the sun's light to create energy. Zuluaga says Solana's CSP technology focuses sunlight using special parabolic mirrors to create heat.
What we do here basically is we concentrate the sun rays on the parabola, and on the focal point of the parabola, we do have a tube with heat transfer fluid, an HTF, that heats up to a certain point in which it is converted into steam. Then that steam, it's sent to a conventional power block, to a steam generator, and then to a steam turbine, and then produces electricity.
Zuluaga explains this technology is one that Abengoa has tested before in Spain, but never in the United States and never on this large a scale. Founded in the 1940s, Abengoa is a global tech company that specializes in sustainable energy products. The U.S. has become the company's number one market, and Solana is the world's largest parabolic solar trough plant. Brad Albert, Arizona Public Service General Manager of Resource Acquisition, says using a steam turbine to create energy isn't completely new.
Normal steam turbine, a technology that we're very familiar with because a lot of our other generating technologies, either coal, natural gas, nuclear, use that same basic technology. Really, the only difference is the heat source with something like this.
On a typical day, about 60 to 65% of the heat from the sun is creating power to be sent to the grid and APS customers. The other 35 to 40% is stored. Emiliano Garcia, general manager of the Solana plant, explains.
We collect all the heat and we send it to the central power block. In the central power block, we do two things at the same time. Part of the heat goes to that equipment over there, where we generate steam. And with the steam, we move a turbine in a Rankine cycle, industrial turbine. With the rest of the heat, we go to these salt tanks. What we do is to heat the salt, moving the salt from one tank to the other, interchanging the heat with the salt, and getting what we call hot salt. This salt is in the range of 700 Fahrenheit. At night, what we will do is to use that hot salt to continue heating the HTF, the heat transfer fluid, to produce more steam during the night.
One advantage to this technology is that when the Arizona summer temperatures spike above 115 degrees, the plant becomes more efficient. Zuluaga says there's another plus.
Concentrating solar power, it is a dispatchable source, meaning that we can store the energy and then dispatch it whenever it is needed, and according to the needs of our client, in this case, APS.
Albert says APS customers need to run lights and air conditioning on hot summer evenings when photovoltaic power is unavailable, giving this technology a clear advantage.
Because the benefit of this plant with the thermal energy storage is the ability to shape the energy production into periods when APS's customers need it most.
PV technology is left in the dark at night or even when there isn't complete sunlight.
Solar PV also has the disadvantage of the output being affected by passing clouds. This has so much what we call thermal inertia in that hot oil that's circulating through the thermal field, through the solar field, that it'll keep producing, may see a little bit of a bump in production, but it'll keep producing fairly steadily.
APS has a 30-year contract to buy all of the power generated at Solana. That energy is delivered to a substation just northeast of Gila Bend to be distributed to customers. APS estimates Solana will generate enough power to supply 10% of their customers' energy needs, about enough power for a city the size of Yuma. Albert says APS's relationship with Abengoa makes sense.
Solar is the thing that we have in most abundance, so I think it makes a whole lot of natural sense for a company like APS to be pursuing this and other solar energy resources that we've been working hard on over the last couple of years.
While sunlight in Arizona is plentiful, water to create steam and operate the plant is not. Solana sits on land that used to grow alfalfa, and it gets well water from the Paloma Irrigation and Drainage District. Zuluaga is aware of the resource's scarcity.
You know, with the alfalfa farm that was located here in this facility previously, we already had, for example, the water availability that we needed. In fact, Solana is using just a tenth of that same water that was used before for different use. In that case, an agricultural use as the alfalfa.
According to Abengoa, the alfalfa that used to grow on the land used about 30,000 acre-feet of water each year, while Solana expects to use about 3,000. Albert says APS gets power from diverse sources, but many of them fluctuate in cost and availability.
We've had some wild rides in terms of the price of natural gas over the years. We're at a nice low point right now, but who knows what natural gas is going to be over the next 30 years.
While other energy sources may not be constant, one thing in southern Arizona is the sun. As more and more solar tech companies come to the state, Solana's piece of the southern Arizona desert is being used to pioneer a new technology that will hold on to the sun's warmth into the night. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Michelle Faust.